Number one, understand what you are reading. Now, if you don't understand the Arabic, try your best to read the translation. Number two, try as much as you can to learn Arabic, even if it is as little as one word every once in a while. Think of every single word of the Quran as a key. You will be surprised as to how far that one word can take you. Number three, don't just read the Quran, but actually contemplate on it. Even though simply reading it does have spiritual benefits as well, but try and contemplate. I mean, so many Muslims, they just read the Quran to finish the chapter. But Imam Ali alayhi salam said, reflect on its wonders and motivate with it your hard hearts. Never think how to finish the surah quickly. Number four, listen to it. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, when the Quran is being recited in your presence, it is incumbent upon you to remain silent and listen to it. Recite the Holy Quran on your own, in front of others, in a gathering, in your house, but recite it. Oh, so you're too busy, you don't have time, you're a busy businessman? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, what prevents a merchant who is doing business in the market from reciting a chapter of the Holy Quran when he comes home or before going to bed? For every verse which he recites, 10 good deeds are written, and 10 of his bad deeds are written off. This was 1 Minute Wisdom with you wherever you are.